There's my voice. I was looking for it. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
This is the Music Discovery Hour, but for now, and for today, and probably next week, it's going to be All Chat, the video game talk show. For those of you familiar with the video game talk show, so we talk about video games. Surprise, surprise. And we talk about anything related to the video game industry, video game sociology, psychology.
It's everything about video games.
Politics, you know. Anywhere, any games take us, we will go. Technology. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias, and with me today is the one and only
DJ J Songs.
And this is your second show
appearance.
Ever. Second appearance.
We are missing one person because
he's just late. He's lazy. Honestly, I don't even know why he's on this show.
I don't know why he's on the show either.
I wanted to call him right now and just have his voice like on air. It'd be pretty funny, but
you should.
Apparently, so what happened is that he ran back to the house. He actually started jogging, and his card slipped out of his shorts because he had it in his shorts.
Somewhere
when he got to the house, he's like, "I lost my ID trying to jog to get your ID."
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I mean, typical, right? Yeah, like you can't rely on him for anything.
So we'll have to wait a little bit before we start the actual thing.
Well, you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is All Chat, the video game talk show. There's going to be three hosts today, three of us, and we are going to play Guess That Game, our infamous podcast game that we play from time to time when we don't really have any other thing to talk about. And it's a really fun pastime. So the way it works is that I, for example, I came here with a game in mind, and the other two co-hosts are going to try to guess it within 20 questions. The only rules are that this has to be a full-fledged game. It can't be some flash game that we found online on addictinggames.com or something like that.
Those are the best games, though.
They are really good games, but we have to keep it fair. Otherwise, any game goes. That is the only rule, and as a listener, you are able to play along, too. If you, at any point, think you know which game is being trying to be guessed, you can call in and you be a lifeline. Guess That Game. We've had it once before. Someone called in and guessed Crash Bandicoot to help HeJ guess my game, and they were correct. So, yeah, feel free to play along. We're going to play two songs right now while we're waiting for DJ HeJ to show up. Yeah, just stick around. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to play some... What music should I play, actually? I didn't really think of this, or think of a song beforehand.
Summary song.
What does that mean? That probably means this. All right. After this song, we'll catch up.
With against the wall. Young tuck girl in a push-up bra. I'm falling all over myself to lick your heart and taste your heel. Cause with the birds of the shed, it's the lonely view. And with the birds of the shed, it's the lonely view. And with the birds of the shed,
Hello, we're back.
We are back
in the indeed. Boys are back in town. That's how that song goes, right?
Yes.
That was Hippocampus with their song Suicide Saturday, and that right there was Scar Tissue by Red Hot Chili Peppers. But I don't have to tell you that. Everyone knows that, right? Assuming you're not below the age of what? Assuming you're millennial or below, you know.
Yeah. I feel like millennials include like kids in middle school right now.
What is the range for millennials?
Dude,
I always want to say like lower 90s kids to like roughly just past the mark of 2000s.
Nobody knows. This is a...
They're just blaming millennials for everything though.
Yeah.
But I want to know am I to blame?
But there's already like the next thing, the next generation.
Yeah, there's already like two almost already at this point.
Generation Y.
Yeah.
And then something else.
Generation Z.
That's too easy, man. Come on.
All right. Well, you're listening to All Chat, the video game talk show. And DJ Heechee's back. We already did the intro, and we said that he's running late, lazy, you know, just not. We don't know why he's on the show if you're not going to show up.
So like, the real reason I'm late is because...
Excuses are not needed. Just accept the fact that you're late.
It's because the head...
What? I don't hear him anymore. It seems like his mic's cut.
They hijacked my mic!
All right. No excuses needed. You were just late.
Yeah, you're just late. It's all right. We're going to play a game we like to call... Do you want to
guess that game?
Hey. I wish we had a little theme song. I could press a button and does like the DJ like intro thing.
We picked the background music song.
Oh yeah, what did I say it was?
You picked it. I don't know.
I completely forget what we had.
Well, we had bad you.
Did I have it for I think it was a Conker's Bad Fur Day, background music. Let me But who's going to go first? Who's going to go first? Am I going to go first? Like, are you guys going to try to guess my game?
I thought of a game, but yeah, you can go first.
I want to think of the song, because I want to have that background music going. For those of you, I explained this before the music break, but the way Guess That Game works is that we have 20 questions, or the people guessing have 20 questions to guess the other person's game. So therefore, DJ EJ and
J what song.
Is it? DJ songs? Is it DJ? Is it DJ songs or
DJ songs? Sure.
It's just J. Let's just go with J songs. Songs.
Yeah. Just okay. J songs.
That's a good
name.
So you two are trying to get a guess my game. I have it in my head. Mm-hmm. It's a game. The only rules is that the game cannot be a flash game. It must be a full fledged released game for like a standard console or like platform. And yeah, it can't be ridiculously obscure to the point that you guys have never ever heard of it. It has to be in the realm of possibility. The
questions are only yes or no questions, right?
Ish. It can be. It Ish. Can. Yeah. It's a little bit lenient. Or else it would be impossible. You'll see, it's harder than it sounds. Like guessing Halo is a hard one. So yeah, I'm gonna. You guys can start it off. I don't think I'm gonna give you any hints for this one.
Right
off the bat.
So do you have a question?
What do you ask first?
Oh, and one more thing. If in the audience you're able to play, if you're listening in and you hear them guessing through questions and you have a better idea than they do about what the game's going to be, you can call in and guess what that game is. We've had it happen once before. Someone called in and guessed Crash Bandicoot to help out DJ EJ because he was never going to get it. And so if you have the game in mind, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. All right, so you guys are going
to
start it off?
Wait, before we get started, how many streamers do we have? Shouts out to the streamers.
We're going to look up how many people are streaming our show on our website or on their mobile phone, and it is 7.
Dude, the bots are leaving us.
Last time it was 11, right? It was 11. Now it's
always between 9 and 11, but now we've fallen.
Even the bots don't want to stick around.
The bots don't want to.
All right. Well, we got to bring them back.
All right. So my first question for you is the main protagonist a human?
No. So that's one.
Yep. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't hear myself, so I'm not. Am I supposed to hear myself?
Yeah, you should.
A little bit.
You should hear your own voice.
Yeah. Okay. It's a little better now.
Pretty sure, yeah, you should be able. I can hear myself like very clearly.
I can, yeah, okay, I'm good now.
Is the setting of the game fantasy or in like a real life event, like a World War II, World War I?
Fantasy.
Fantasy, okay.
Does the main character have magical powers or technologically enhanced powers?
There is no main protagonist.
You're full of poop.
Okay, okay, PG.
Okay. Is it kind of like a RTS, like a StarCraft, or like a or like Age of Mythology,
yeah,
or like a Civ?
Yes, it's yes, yes.
Wait, I asked you if the main protagonist was a human, and you said yes, and you just said there's no.
You said no.
I said no.
Dude, pay attention to
this. Guy's not even paying attention. This is what you're working with, by the way.
It's okay. I'll carry it. I'll try to carry this
carry
team.
This team.
We have 4 questions.
Was that 4 questions?
I like blatantly said no to that question.
But then, if there's no main protagonist.
The games I just said has no protagonist. Civ and like
StarCraft. So they're non-human and there's no.
Because you asked another question about a protagonist and I decided to just, instead of saying no, I wanted to just like tell you like there's no protagonist. Like, I don't want you to waste questions of more protagonists. I'm helping you out here. I'm throwing you a bone, as they say.
Right, bro.
Okay. Fantasy related.
There it is.
I think that my question is gonna be how many characters are there? How many playable characters are there in this game?
How many playable characters are there in this game? None. How many questions is that?
That's 5. This guy is just pulling our legs right now.
Is that yanking your chain, as they say, as the kids say?
Does this game have both single player and multiplayer capacities? Only one.
No, just one.
It's a single player only. Or that's a separate question to ask.
Yes, okay. Single player only.
But there's no playable characters.
I was wondering why it was so low, and I'm like, oh, it's not plugged in.
There's no playable characters, and it's a single-player game. Oh, it's one of those Telltale games.
Do Telltale games not have protagonists?
They do have protagonists.
They're not human.
What? No, they are.
How are they not playable, then? How are there no playable characters?
So single.
Think with your head. Use that thing that you have in your head.
He says fantasy-related, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You already said that.
Does it involve swords predominantly or like guns?
Neither.
Neither.
This is a stupid game.
This is a stupid game.
Who was the publisher?
Got the kid.
Tell me who the publisher was.
That's not
right
a question.
Now.
That's not a question.
That is a question. It ends with a question mark.
That's not a viable question.
Why?
It has to be within close to yes or no questions.
Yeah.
But the question needs to ask the keywords.
If you're talking about Halo and I asked you who the publisher, like, that's
it's
just
too
like,
obvious.
And I don't know that. I don't know that offhand. I would have to Google it.
Do you even know what this game is?
Why would he choose it?
Yes, I know what game it is.
We're at 7 questions right now.
So wait, you asked if it was an RTS, right?
Yes, I said, is it similar to like Civ or like StarCraft? And he said yes.
He said yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's similar to those.
It does not involve swords or guns.
I guess you're so close.
I think it's like Heroes of the Storm or something along those lines.
So when I meant by like sword and guns, I mean like the characters, like Civ 6 uses like, or I guess like
is it a spaceship game?
No.
Do the characters have like a green crystal above their head?
No.
Not Sims. Is the point of the game to fight, or is it just to simulate real life?
Simulate real life.
Simulate real life?
That's 10 questions.
You're halfway through.
It's like,
can two minds guess this game?
It's like a Sims game. Something like The Sims. Is it?
But it's not The Sims.
It's like a farming game. Is it a farming game?
No.
Is it on PC?
Yes.
Is there a clear, like, win condition to this game?
No.
Okay.
That's 13 questions.
How do you guys like this background music? Isn't it great?
Pretty good. That sounds...
There's no playable characters, there's no fighting. It's a real life simulator. It's like Nintendog or something like that. Like,
don't forget all the questions you've asked so far. What was the first one you asked?
Mechanical or magical powers, and you said no.
No, that wasn't it.
The question was, is there a main protagonist? And he said no.
That's not the first question.
That wasn't the first question. No, I guess that was the first question.
Yeah, what
was your
first
question?
No, that was his first. Oh, my first question was whether it was a sci-fi or fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantasy.
So it's real-life simulation, but it's also fantasy.
Real life simulation, but fantasy.
It's a PC game too, with no playable characters. Spore?
No.
That's not.
I know what game you're talking about. Wow, that's a throwback.
Does it involve like resource? Does it involve resource gathering?
No. Okay. Wait. No.
Yes.
I'll get. Yeah, that one's yes. That one's a yes.
What?
That one's a yes. It's because like, yes.
Okay, okay.
In the world of the game, yes.
There's no playable characters though.
But in a game like, I can't.
Does it involve roller coasters?
Yes.
Is it Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yes.
Hey!
There you go.
Hey, Lamau,
you did it. That was the one ticket you guys needed.
Roller Coycoon Tycoon is not really like a fantasy, I would classify.
Yeah, that's not fantasy.
It is. I would classify. I mean, it's not like, it's not real, like.
Wait, you just said real life simulator and then fantasy.
See, I was a little stumped.
But it's also not a real life simulator. It's also,
yeah, it
like.
Is. It's a tycoon game.
Well, yeah, but this doesn't
Sorry,
mean it's.
You're bad. That was your bad.
But I meant by like fantasy, I should be like World of Warcraft.
No, yeah,
like
I realized final, that after you asked that, I was like, oh, that could, but I'm still like, you know, that's why you asked more. That's what you had. It's like 13 other questions left.
All right, that, we got to, that was 15 questions.
I know, you got in within 15. Good job. I'm proud of you guys.
Whatever.
Did it. So for everyone listening, that was Guess That Game. They successfully guessed my game. It was Roller Coaster Tycoon, for anyone that's ever played that. It's also on Xbox, not just on PC, by the way.
It's on Xbox?
When did it come to Xbox?
I don't know, but it was on Xbox.
All right, Justin, game. You
my
go.
Turn?
Yeah, is right. it? Yeah. So right now it's gonna be, I always went first. Now it's gonna be Justin J songs.
It's J songs.
I keep saying going with J songs, but it's not DJ
right.
songs.
I have hold on. I have 5 choices. It's hard to choose.
5 choices.
5 Jeez. Choices.
They're yeah. all like.
Is, too, is the background music too loud?
No.
Maybe reduce it a little bit.
Just a little bit, right?
Just a little bit.
More.
This is fine.
This yeah. Is fine. This
okay. Is, I. All right. I chose one. Shoot your questions.
All right, DJ Hiji, we have to work together as a unit for the first time ever on this show.
Is
can you guys unite together?
Is the main character?
We're professionals. This is our show. He's a guest here. We can't let him stump us.
Right, is the main character technologically enhanced or magically enhanced?
Wait. Ah, okay. What if it was neither?
I would have to say former, technologically enhanced. Well, he's more technological. I guess he's enhanced, yeah. Technologically enhanced.
Is this a first-person shooter?
It falls under that, yes.
It falls under that? It's that's a yes or no question.
I mean, but no, it's like
there's like third-person shooters, there's first-person shooters.
It's, shooting is not the only part of this game.
But it's first-person perspective. First-person's perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a lot of shooting involved, so I guess it's FPS. That's why I said. Falls
yeah,
under.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
3. That was 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is 3. 3 down.
Are you counting to 10? Is that what that is? Okay. okay. So we have those 3 questions. What's the next one? Do you want to take the next one or?
Does the game take place in a real world scenario or in a fantasy land scenario?
It's a made up world.
Made up world.
Made up world.
Metroid.
No.
I'm close.
That was awfully close, I think.
His face gave it away.
How many was that?
Okay. That was
4?
Yeah.
No, 5.
No, that was... I just put one down, yeah.
It's, okay, so...
it's a Metroid-like game.
Yeah, well, is it... So it's a first-person shooter. Is
like
it...
Doom.
No.
You're burning our questions, bro.
Burn your... You're just burning your questions.
Like, that doesn't help
titles?
Us with, like, other...
Game similar to Metroid.
Is there a specific person you're going to defeat by the end of this game? Like, is the goal of this game to defeat one? Like, is it one evil person?
No.
You need to defeat them, kind of like Zelda.
No.
No.
I said no. What's a game like Metroid?
I wouldn't know.
Is he gonna do Halo? Is he about to do?
Does this game support multiplayer?
Does the without add-ons or anything, just by itself?
Yeah.
No.
Just by itself. So like modded, it supports multiplayer. Interesting.
It's a first-person shooter.
A lot of shooting involved.
And it's mechanically enhanced main character.
I wouldn't stick. Stop. Don't limit yourself to Metroid. Type games because what if it's not anything like that?
Did you
that?
See his face when I said Metroid?
Yeah, but like that doesn't mean anything.
How does that not mean anything?
Doesn't mean anything. Because we're gonna burn so many questions trying to go around that, and we're just not gonna know. So there's a lot of shooting involved, but it's not always shooting. There's other mechanics of the game other than shooting. What else do you do in that game?
You roll. And you run.
The main point of that game is the run and gun. I'm thinking of a game like, if it's first person, I'm thinking of something like where shooting isn't the main mechanic of the game. Like there's other parts, components to it. But most of them are third person, like Assassin's Creed or GTA, where like.
Let me clarify. Like when you say like FPS, I'm thinking more like COD, but it's not like just all run and gun only. It's like involves like it's, from first person, shooting is like
part of it,
but there's like.
Got
shooting
it.
Is not the main
part. No.
Is the main character human?
Yes.
The technological advance human in a fantasy world where it's first person and he doesn't. It's not only a shooter.
Mm-hmm. It's not Metroid and it's not the other one you guessed. Dang, I'm really stuck on this one. I'm like, I can't think of other questions that would help push
Doom
us forward.
Either.
Oh yeah, that's the question you asked. Yeah, we need more questions that give us more about the scope of this game. We're limiting ourselves.
But there's no main enemy that you're trying to beat.
Yeah, there's no main enemy you're trying to beat.
So it's a competitive game.
I just checked it, and I guess the proper classification it is an FPS, but it's not like.
Okay. When I say it's FPS, I'm not saying okay. So it's like COD. Like okay. That's not my main. Okay. I know it's very. That would be bad.
That's
what
like
Hitman.
But Hitman's third person, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Pretty sure it's third person.
No, it's third person.
Is
Dishonored?
Stop guessing for specific games. We need like if it is Dishonored, and you like think of a question that would help us determine.
Do you have to sneak
was...
in this game?
That's a good question.
You can if you want to.
It's like Metal Gear Solid.
That's
third person.
It's fucking
nice. muting your mic for like ever. So what's another one? Is there at any point in the game do you have an assisting character? Do you have a character that assists you in combat / just throughout the game?
Some parts of the game, yes.
Okay.
I think I guessed the game already.
Is there help in Dishonored?
That was a note, by the way, not Dishonored.
Oh. You're the least helpful person in guessing games.
Sneaky.
You can if you want.
Mechanically enhanced.
The first person thing is getting me, because whenever I think of something that's like, shooting isn't the main component, and they're sneaking, like you don't go into, it's on first person, it's in third person.
It's not the main.
Does the main person? Do you begin this game? Is this main character in this position? Like through army training? Like are they a soldier? And like this is part of the mission? Or is it like? Or that's my only question. Is like is this person military trained and like from an army?
Could
eliminate a lot of games if it's
not. He is not of military training background.
But he's technologically advanced. So he's like, must be like a robot or something.
Part of a program.
And it's a he.
Mm-hmm. Dang. I'm stuck. I feel like we're not with specific questions that like if we ask them, like we'll get to a little bit more. And I'm just trying to figure out where. Whether we want to know more about the plot?
There seems to be no plot because there's no ultimate enemy that he's trying to beat.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean like there isn't. Like, for example, I guess a lot of games kind of have a main character that you're trying to defeat.
Especially first person shooters. Battle?
But don't think of it too much like an FPS, like Battlefield or COD. It's like something that includes other things.
It's in a fantasy world.
Is this open world?
Open world like GTA? No. It's close. It's pretty close. It's closed. It's closed.
It's closed. What does that mean?
It's like linear gameplay.
But it's not linear. It's a closed open world, but it's not linear. Like, linear means like literally no, not really like.
It's not an open world game.
Would you consider like Hitman like open world?
No, it's a pretty linear game.
It's a pretty linear game.
So like something like that maybe.
So it's mission based maybe? Is it like, is Splinter Cell?
This is Splinter's third person. I thought of that too. There's a sneaking mechanic, so that should really help us there. But also, like, why would you? It seems like there's a sneaking mechanic, but also, gunplay is also not always the thing. So when would you be sneaking but not using a gun? Are there melee weapons involved too?
Yes.
That was a bad question.
You guessed three burner yeah, like games.
I'll give you a
no. Stop it.
I feel like I might be directing you like the wrong path. I don't know.
No, kinda. But it's not up to you to direct.
It's us. That's right. We're putting ourselves in a bad path. Right. We're too hung up on the FPS thing, I think.
So is the main character trying to save somebody?
Somebody like a singular person?
It might be like a nation, like a group, like a community.
Save something. I'll change my question.
Sure. Yeah.
That's like a general question. I don't know.
Yeah, but if he's not trying to defeat anybody, then he's saving somebody, right?
Yeah. That's most games.
Your question for defeating was singular person, by the way. Singular.
So
somebody.
He's trying to defeat. It's like a nation or like a group that he's trying to defeat, and he's trying to save a group of people.
Are we even close? Like, are we?
We need like that roller coaster question.
But he thought of that question because he had the game in mind and he's trying to cancel it out. No. We need to get to that point where we have a game in mind and we try cutting it out by asking questions. How many questions do we have left? Five?
Yeah.
Dang. On our own show, dude?
On our own show.
Huh. Does anyone listening have any idea what this guy's talking about?
They're all bots.
Streamers are, but not people who are in cars.
855-915-9636.
Yeah, we're halfway through the show and we're just stumped on this question. Huh?
Let me just throw a bone.
No.
No. I don't need your charity.
Get it out of my face. I'm trying to think of other things that, like, premises of games. What are genres and things you would use to describe games?
Signature weapon.
But that's asking. Like, you're gonna ask us, like, what is their signature weapon?
No, like if they have one.
Is that the question? Yes, they do.
Does that mean it's like a RPG? Like, no. Where you like?
No, maybe.
It is an FPS.
True, but like there's FPSs like Destiny.
Yeah, but if he has a signature weapon, we just have to think of characters with signature weapons.
That's so broad.
No, it's not. Not many characters have signature weapons. Like Link has a Master Sword.
Every character
has like a signature
weapon. Name more.
Master Chief has the assault rifle.
That's not key a sword. Signature weapon. What?
Kingdom Hearts key sword.
Okay, that's the key blade, first of all.
I don't play fucking Kingdom Hearts.
Freaking normie over here.
Yeah. See, there's not many. Name another one. Do it.
Cloud.
Well, how is it going to help us? I can't name another one.
Yeah, but we... Exactly, that's what we have to think, and we have to narrow down people using guns. That's a signature gun.
But like, there's melee like involved, too.
Devil May Cry's third person. We have four more questions.
Oh, God. I'm so stuck. I mean...
He has a signature weapon. He's trying to save a group weapon. From another group. He's technologically advanced. Sneaking is part of the game. He's in a fantasy world.
Do we want to ask like whether it happens like not on Earth? Like it happens in space or anything like that?
No, that's a dumb question. Because we already know what happens in a fantasy world. Like, just because we know if it happens on Earth or not, it's going
to... No, not on Earth, but like, I'm trying to think of games that happen in space.
And he's a human. He has a signature weapon. First person. Shooter. Signature weapon. What character?
Should we think of a platform it's on?
That's not going to help.
It's not going to help?
No. We need to think more about the game itself and not, like, the things surrounding it. We have four more questions.
Should we ask them about mechanics of the game, like health bar or, like, consumables? Or,
Too many games have, like, health packs versus health potions.
But that's help. That's help. That would help, yeah, like, eliminate some.
A first-person shooter is probably going to have health packs, right?
Yeah.
So,
but, like, COD doesn't. Like, you just stand there and you can just heal up.
Yeah, but then we already know it's not one of those games.
Okay. Think of a question, then.
I'm thinking!
It doesn't have... Wait, it doesn't have multiplayer on its own. Remember, it has to be...
It has to be modded.
It has to be modded or DLC to, like...
First-person shooter.
It could be... Could this be a game that... It was on, like, DS? Like, it could be a very far back game. And we're thinking too recent. You know?
I'm thinking pretty far back.
Really?
Don't try and pull words in my mouth.
Well, you're gonna shoot me a question, guys.
I'm thinking we only have four, so
we have to be
like,
very
be
critical
careful,
about
yeah.
these. Unlike the, you know, three he guessed a game on.
Dude, his reaction to Metroid was pretty...
He fooled. He tricked you. He
There's
played
no
you for
no way he
a fool.
Tricked us.
He played you
that
for
was
a
such
fool.
A genuine reaction. I'm not gonna have time for my game.
No, you're not, because we just can't
yeah,
figure this out.
Suck.
We have 20 minutes to guess this game.
We just rapid fire some questions. You know?
No, never.
There's a supporting character.
There is from time to time. Is there anything of other components of games that we should ask about?
I'm trying to think of a signature weapon in first person.
I think there's other ways we could narrow it down, though. Like if there's... No, that's not going to help. I was going to say...
Skyrim?
No, that's why I asked if it was open world. I was trying to eliminate Skyrim. I thought about Skyrim. Or like things like Skyrim. I never played Bioshock. How does that work?
You don't have a signature weapon.
Don't have a, but and you also don't sneak around. I feel like you do though.
You can, yeah.
See, I'm thinking of that area because
like
it's not
Infinite
really open world.
Yeah, it's not open world. Outlast.
No, Outlast is not. There's no shooting in there. You're literally a pacifist, and Outlast, you can't hurt anyone.
Should we ask if it's a scary game?
No, we should ask for the genre, but not. I don't know if it's specifically scary
genre?
Game. I think.
I don't think we can ask a general. What's the genre?
No, not the genre. I don't want to guess scary game. I don't think it is. Is it a scary game? Or a horror game?
Why is it there hard to answer?
It's not scary for him. Is it a scary game?
It's like overall, it's not scary, but there is like one. Arc portion of the game where it's a little terrifying. Where it is terrifying.
That's interesting because like that's how I would refer to like Halo 1. Like there's a part of the game that's really scary when you first meet the Flood.
The Flood.
So
yeah.
I'm trying to think of a game where an enemy is introduced that's like kind of terrifying.
Oh my gosh. Help.
Which is why you would sneak around.
But first person sneak around?
Dying Light would be... But it's kind of open world, but it's kind of linear.
Should we ask if it's on Steam?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Is it on Steam?
Yes.
Dying Light is on Steam.
A lot of games are on Steam.
That's true. We have two questions left.
Oh, I was going to say Left 4 Dead, but that's terrifying all the way.
It's terrifying all the way.
Signature weapon also non-existent.
I feel like we're too hung up on a signature weapon, like it's gonna pop out. Like it's, I don't think it's gonna happen like that. He really wants to, like, you're so close. This is how I felt about Roller Coaster Tycoon. We're really, I think we're prancing around something that we're just like.
It's on Steam.
Yeah.
Should we ask if it was like a top seller ever?
No. Think of other games like Bioshock Infinite, Outlast.
You think I'm not thinking of other games right now?
Say it out loud, because then it'll help me.
I know, I'm the only one who's been doing it recently.
Are you kidding me? I said Bioshock.
I said Left 4 Dead.
Scary the whole way through.
That was that scary.
For EJ, it was. Should we have something like a genre, like if it was it's survival? Like
Garry's Mod?
That's what I was thinking of, but it's not multiplayer.
No, you have to get add-ons to do multiplayer, right?
But when is this? When does it become scary? When it's not linear.
And there's no level, yeah.
Gmod
Half-Life? Would be...
Ooh, wait.
Yay!
Yeah! There we go!
Woo!
Half-Life. There we go.
Gamma's thing specifically was Half-Life 2.
You could have said no then. You could have said no, like, close.
No, he was over it.
It was in the Half-Life series. Yeah. So, you know, Gordon Freeman has his power suit. Signature weapon is the crowbar. Scary part is Ravenholm.
Who helps? I never played Half-Life.
There's multiple parts. Yeah, there's a girl. Oh, he also has a gravity gun. There's a girl. There's a robot. There's like a bunch
of... You played Half-Life. You would talk about that a lot.
Have you played Half-Life 2?
No.
You should play it. It's pretty good. But yeah.
Didn't Duncan say it was bad?
Oh my gosh, we did it. Wow,
Yeah.
Give me my book.
That's right. It's a binder, actually.
I'm surprised you got it. You were prancing around it.
What was the hint you were going to give us?
What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to mention there's a signature weapon. And then you guys answered that question. I was really happy. But then...
I wouldn't know about that. I've literally played the game... up until you, like... start facing the enemies. Like, I just blew up the generator thing and then started running around. And, like, that's as far as I've gotten.
In Half-Life 2?
No, 1. Like, I barely played the first quarter of 1. So that's how much I know about Half-Life.
I played it when I was little and I was so scared. All right, I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want me to play any music? Any just silence?
Nope. Silence is all I need.
I'm going to mute everyone's microphone except yours.
Got it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Grill Safety PSA time with DJ HeJ. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. This has been a public service message from the Firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
EJ is amazing. Guilty of having a grill within 10 feet of the house.
Stop.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't our grill within 10 feet? It's like definitely 2 feet away from the house. Wood, actually. From the wooden porch.
All right, we have 15 minutes for mine.
All right, we'll guess it really fast.
Easiest game of our life.
All right, go.
Is the main character enhanced?
No.
Single? Is it
not at all?
Not at all.
Is it primarily a single player game?
Single player.
No multiplayer component?
None.
Okay.
That was 2 questions.
No, I was going to ask whether it was single player or like multiplayer. He just answered, yeah.
So what is it? Single player?
Single player only.
Only?
So, yeah.
Just a regular guy.
Well, he said it's a guy.
It's a regular guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that.
Well, he said he asked if it was an answer. Right, yeah.
Real life, like, or fantasy, or something?
Real life. But the place is, like, not a real place, but it's like a...
It's like set in, like, a realistic world.
Yeah,
like,
realistic,
if it were happening on Earth.
Yeah.
First person or some other perspective?
Some other perspective.
What's another one other than a first person? Second person.
What's second person?
You're looking at yourself the whole time.
Is it he? Real life?
Is there a sneaky mechanic?
No.
He laughed at it, so maybe it's like blatantly running gun or like...
Is shooting involved?
No.
if there's no shooting involved, does that mean it's like hand-to-hand combat slash like...
Is any combat involved in this game?
No.
I think it might be like Euro Truck Simulator.
It might be Goat Simulator, like, honestly.
You can fight in Goat Simulator.
You can, there's violence.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know if the goat's a she or he.
Yeah, definitely a he.
You never know, it could be a she. Is it a truck simulator?
No.
Okay.
Is it a scary game?
No. You guys are just throwing questions away.
Okay, so real life, he...
Not enhanced, it's a normal person.
No combat at all.
No combat at
single
all.
Single player.
Single player.
Not from perspective. Not from perspective.
But it could, it's either third person or it's like top-down perspective. Or side-scroller. Most side-scrollers have action. I don't think there's a side-scroller that doesn't have, like, fighting. Does Sanic have fighting?
Sanic?
Mm-hmm.
Sanic?
Like the blue hedgehog?
Mm-hmm. Sanic has fighting, yes.
Sanic the blue hedgehog?
Sanic the hedgehog?
Gotta go fast.
you need to talk to the microphone, bro. I can't hear you.
Gotta go fast.
Play it.
Play it. what am I playing?
What's the highway? Highway Escape.
From Sonic.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a friendly hedgehog, so what could it be?
Yeah, it's not a hedgehog, it's a person. Are there assisting characters?
Yes.
So it's like, I'm picturing something that's like a community-based game, or like something that's like, you have like a group of people.
Did we ask if there's a main protagonist?
Yeah, the main protagonist is enhanced, and he's like, yeah. What is it? What is it called? Sonic Highway what?
I think it's called...
Speed Highway?
No.
Is there a clear end condition goal?
No. City Escape. It's called City Escape.
Okay, that's what I looked up. Okay. What is this?
There's no clear win condition.
No clear win condition?
No clear win condition.
No clear win condition. So it can be everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen. City Escape.
It's an ad.
Did we ask?
So I'm thinking of something like... Oh, sorry. I forgot you can't lock your screen or lock your phone while you're playing a YouTube video. Oh my god. So, like, is the main person you play... Ooh. Okay, I have an idea of what the game is, and I just want to ask questions to cancel it out.
Right.
Is there bartering in this game?
Sort of, I guess, yeah.
What if it's something like Animal Crossing?
It's not, but okay.
The Harvest Moon?
Ding, 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 ding! There we go! Easiest game.
Bump the Sonic, dude.
You got it. You didn't even mean to. Oh, okay. I just knew it was in that direction, though. I knew it was going to be... After Animal Crossing, was going to be something like... what's the other one that's kind of like that one?
Stardew Valley,
yeah.
Dude, when I was little, Harvest Moon was on GameCube also, and on Game Boy. I, like, mainlined that game. Like, those two games were, like, my childhood, and I tried so hard to, like, get the, like, best farm, the best animals, the best wife, like, all that stuff.
I had Harvest Moon on Game Boy. I had no idea how to play it. I just, like, chopped weed.
Dude,
that's all I did.
You're dumb.
You're so bad.
I was a little kid. I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this,
no,
like,
just,
like, pay just for it. My rent? I'd like get a wife? What is this, like, too real?
That's funny because my ex-girlfriend loved that game just as much as you did during the same time period of her life.
Yeah, that game just, like, really defined my, like...
Like, it's all about who you're going to marry. Like,
yeah,
figuring out. And, like, then searching the cave, like, endlessly.
You know what?
Yeah, for the right ores, the best ores, to sell and make the most money.
Especially when it came out on the phone.
It came out on the phone?
Last semester, yeah.
Dude, he's going to get addicted to his phone now.
Yeah, that's why she got it last semester, fall semester. It came out on mobile.
My friend in junior year,
either Stardew Valley or, I think it was Stardew Valley that came out on phone.
My friend has Harvest Moon on GameCube, and
It was Harvest Moon. Because we were telling her to get Stardew Valley because it's the updated one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, the original one isn't out. It's
he's just gonna be on his phone the entire.
Yeah, it's a weird mobile version. I don't like it.
We still have 7 minutes left. Wow, we beat his game easy peasy.
12 Qs.
What was mine? 15. Easy. His was we're at 19.
Yeah.
That one was hard too. We spent 20 minutes on that one.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right, so we have my song that we still have to play.
It's true.
We gotta close out with that bad boy.
Well, how about I play it and then we'll come back to do the outro?
How about I do the weather right now? Okay.
You could give us the weather.
Let's do the song first.
Give us the weather while the song's going.
No, I wanna hear it.
You wanna listen to it?
Yeah.
You don't wanna disrespect the song?
We'll be back.
We'll be back. And let me with a pile of bills to pay. I can't even rewind the tape machine to listen to your drunken reasoning. So here it is, your final.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
So, this is how I'm going to do the weather.
You can do the weather. Hold on, let me play.
Before we start, I would like to apologize for swearing earlier. DJ
we don't want to give more attention to it. Let's just pretend it didn't happen. Let's just keep going.
Just make sure just that, going. Apologize if anyone's offended.
Never happened. I don't know what you're talking
never
about.
Happened.
I don't know what you're talking
never
about.
Happened.
Just gloss over it.
Try the good thing and
you're
going to
give us the weather?
Yeah.
You give us the weather?
All right. Are we ready?
I kind of want to... I'm
just ask Google okay.
Oh, that's right. We could have,
I'm literally going to ask Google right now.
Oh, okay. Let me put the background music. I'm trying to find it again.
You got
to
make it pretty quiet, I think, because I don't know how loud Google's going to be. All right. So.
Okay.
Oh, that's loud. That's a loud boy. All right.
Take it away.
Can you tell me about the weather this weekend?
That's incredibly low. You need to turn that up.
That was a complete failure.
Okay, Google, can you tell me about the weather tonight?
The forecast tonight in Medford is 64 and partly cloudy. Right now it's 73 and partly cloudy.
All right.
That was well done.
Thank you, Google.
Yeah, thank you, Google. How's the traffic? DJ Songs, how's the traffic going?
DJ Songs, give us a traffic report.
Traffic report.
I don't have Siri activated, so I have to manually...
Wow. Is this 2018?
Yeah,
or is this 2010? Come on now.
It's 2005.
You're so 2000 late.
I know, right? Black Eyed Peas. Let's see. Traffic Report, Boston.
We have 3 minutes left on our show, and you guys have been listening to All Chat, the video game talk show, with me, Mr. Gracias.
With me, DJ Hej.
And with J-Songs, who's with not J-Song. A DJ.
He's just the guest.
He's the guest. He's speaker. You were listening to us play Guess That Game, our legendary, infamous game here at
people love
at WMFO. And so this is our show. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're here every Friday at 5. Until next week.
One more Friday.
Until next week.
And then you'll just have me, which is even better.
I don't know.
And it'll be Music Discovery Hour yet again.
I heard 3 is greater than 1, dude.
I mean, in what context?
In the numerical context.
But isn't
first is the worst, second is the best.
Third is the one with the treasure chest, dude.
Yeah, it's true. But do you want to be the best or the one with the treasure chest?
The treasure chest.
But are you the best, though?
I want to be rich.
No, you want to be rich.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to be rich. I want to be famous. I want to be in movies.
Can we go leave with that song?
Can we? Well, what's the weather update? Or
weather
traffic update. Sorry, so we already got the weather.
There is a slowdown on the I-93, plus 17 minutes. Slowdown on the Yankee Division Highway, plus 15. Continue. Slowdown on Randolph Ave, plus 7 minutes. This is from Google, by the way.
Wow, we sound so professional.
We're hosts, dude.
What's the name of that song again?
I want to be rich. I want to have drive cars.
Sounds is a bad part.
Is
isn't
it Black Eyed Peas?
No.
Is it Fergie?
Fergie.
No.
Hey.
Is it Pussycat Dolls?
Oh yeah. When I grow up.
Wow, you had it as soon as I said that. Is it an explicit song though?
Is it a clean version?
Clean
for
version.
It?
No, it's clean. I think. At least Spotify says it is. So yeah, we have one more show left for you guys next week. What are we going to talk about?
Who knows?
It's going to be, what, the day before you leave?
The day before I leave.
Dang.
Leave Boston forever. Maybe
yeah, forever.